Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A little over a week ago, I attended a dinner in Eureka. Although the evening coincided with the celebration of the Chinese New Year, the 400 people in attendance were there to support and thank Betty Chin. If you've been here for any length of time, you know Betty or have heard of her work with the homeless citizens who live in and around Eureka. Betty's personal story as a child growing up in China during the Cultural Revolution and being homeless, hungry, and living in deplorable conditions created a passion in her to help those who are less fortunate. There are some in our community who say Betty is contributing to the homeless problem by providing a meal, providing clothing for those in need, making sure children of the homeless attend school, and helping the homeless connect with loved ones. Many of the homeless suffer from mental health and drug addiction issues and are often turned away by their families and have nowhere to go but the streets. Mental health and drug addictions are chronic medical conditions. But as a society, we have treated these individuals as having character flaws, and if only they would stop using or stop, quote, acting crazy, their problems would go away. Without help, they can't. Current research has clearly shown that mental health and drug addictions are chronic medical conditions that manifest in socially unacceptable behaviors. And until we as a society accept that and treat these individuals and conditions accordingly, we cannot expect much progress. Others become homeless after a small change in circumstances, a trauma in one's life, or a job loss. There are probably many of you listening right now that if your income stopped for 3 months, you would be faced with the possibility of being on the streets too. The mission of Betty's work is, quote, to honor all of humanity by providing direct responses to immediate needs and helping the destitute achieve the dignity needed to return to society as contributing members. Last year, Betty and her volunteers served 292,000 meals and handed out over 7,600 items of clothing. She placed 23 individuals and 31 families in permanent housing. She helped 243 people with over 500 medical appointments. She took 21 children from homeless families to school every day, making sure they could get an education. And she purchased 246 bus tickets, sending 267 adults and children back to their homes out of Humboldt County, and not one of them has returned. Betty has worked close to 365 days a year for the last 24 years doing this work in our community, and she is uncomfortable with the recognition she has received from our state's prior governor and even the President of the United States. When I asked Betty, "What can we do as a community to help you?" she replied, quote, "Please, just pray for the poor and those most in need." This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.